Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We have now graduated from Psalm 37, and now we're in Psalm 38. This is a Psalm of David, and this is in the New International Version of the Bible, the NIV. It says this, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Your arrows have pierced me, and your hand has come down on me. Because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. There is no soundness in my bones because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long, I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, even the light has gone from my eyes. My friends and companions avoid me because of my wounds. My neighbors stay far away. Those who want to kill me set their traps. Those who would harm me talk of my ruin. All day long they scheme and lie. I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the mute who cannot speak. I have become like one who does not hear, whose mouth can offer no reply. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God, for I said, do not let them gloat or exalt themselves over me when my feet slip. For I am about to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity. I am troubled by my sin. Many have become my enemies without cause. Those who hate me without reason are numerous. Those who repay my good with evil lodge accusations against me, though I seek only to do what is good. Lord, do not forsake me. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly to help me, my Lord and my Savior. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this petition. It's called a petition, and so I like that. We're petitioning you for forgiveness. We're petitioning you for acknowledgement of our struggles. And so, Lord, I choose to do that as well. Lord, I pray for the person today who's heavy with sin. Their sin is ever before them. They remember it from the past. It feels thick like sludge. And I pray that today would be the day of surrender of that sin, of confessing it to you and letting it go and not taking it back, but just saying, Lord, please forgive me. I've been walking my own path and to my own destruction. I've been walking in secrecy, hiding things from my loved ones. I have been thinking that I've been hiding it from you, but I know that I haven't been. And so, Lord, please forgive me for those hidden sins. Please forgive me for what has been destroying me from the inside out. Please restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Renew that right spirit within me, Lord, so that I can praise you again. Help me to feel and understand that I am forgiven, and help me to be cleansed of my shame and the brokenness that has come from sin. I acknowledge that my sin is going to have consequences, and I accept those consequences, but I also accept the fact that you died on the cross for that sin. You paid an extreme penalty, so I don't ask this lightly, Lord. I ask with humbleness and gratitude, saying, please forgive my sin, for it is great. And Lord, I pray for those who are having a hard time naming their specific sin, like they can't even say it out loud. But Lord, I pray you would free their tongue to confess their sins specifically, because we don't experience specific forgiveness unless we confess our sins specifically. And Lord, I pray that you would send somebody into their life that they could confess this sin to. Because more freedom comes when we do it in community. Lord, thank you for that opportunity, and we praise you ahead of time for just orchestrating a relationship where we can be honest with someone and before you. It's even more humbling to do it that way. So Lord, I pray, don't forsake us. Don't be far from us. Come quickly to help us, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, meaning you are right. You are the King of all and Savior. Not only are you the one who is King of all, but you've saved me from my sins. And so we love you and acknowledge you as the Lord and the Savior. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I greatly appreciate you. And if you want to help the podcast, you can just write a little review in iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Amazon Alexa, if that's where you hear it. Or maybe you listen to it on the free Pray Every Day app. If you didn't know, we do have one. You can get it on Google Play or also in iTunes. And yeah, not only do you get the app and a reminder every day to listen to it, but there's also a devotional that you can read that's free. And it's different from what I'm praying, but it is a free devotional. So hope you enjoy that, and I hope you have a great day.